I'm good. How are you?
The facility is in a two-story building at the edge of town, right behind the local Safeway. It's long and gray and looks, from the outside, like a standard company bunkhouse.
Wow, look at this.
It's cozy.
I'm standing in Unalaska's public quarantine and isolation site. Mike Hansen, captain of Unalaska's fire department, shows off a room.
I mean, it's nothing fancy, that's for sure. But you've got two single bunks in here with a closet for each person. A couple chairs to sit on and a window. Oh, and cable.
The building will host three kinds of patients. Those who are COVID-19 positive, those who are displaying symptoms and waiting on test results, and those who have had close contact with a COVID-positive person. Each patient population will have their own entrances and be housed separately from each other. Hansen says he's not familiar with any other facility quite like this. Unalaska's project appears to be one of the only free quarantine and isolation facilities funded through a public-private partnership in the United States. Ron Cherzvik is director of Alaska Operations at Unisi, a local fish processing plant that owns a building and offered it to the city.
I worked on the boats for 28 years, so I knew that there was going to be a need for that side of it as well. When they come in, if they have people, there's nowhere to go.
Cherzvik is pointing out a serious problem for the island. Much of the local economy relies on seasonal workers who will need a place to isolate if they fall ill. Dutch Harbor is the largest seafood port by volume in the United States. Anywhere between 5 and 10,000 seafood industry workers transit through the community. If they get sick, they're likely thousands of miles from home. Fishermen are particularly vulnerable. Unlike plant workers, there are no places for them to stay on island. Unisi joined forces with the city of Unalaska to create an isolation and quarantine site for people who have nowhere else to go. Cherzvik says the company has its own quarantine bunks for the 1,000 employees who work at the plant.
Ideally, we won't be using this site unless it's, you know, kind of the last resort kind of thing, because we want to keep it open for everybody else. So hopefully nobody has to use this site, but it's for everybody.
In the end, Unisi fronted most of the money for the project, though they may be eligible for reimbursement.
We had to put some heaters in and some hot water tanks and, you know, that kind of stuff in here to get it back to building, but I think it's ready to go, I hope.
Mike Hansen, the fire chief, says the facility will be available to everyone who needs it, whether or not they work in the fishing industry.
So this building is going to be for those people that cannot quarantine in their own residence, and whether that's they don't have a residence, like people coming off of boats, or someone that has a high-risk individual in their home that they don't feel comfortable quarantining with would be allowed to stay here.
There are 35 rooms total and 125 bunks. Four local fish processing plants have volunteered safety officers to check in on the residents at the site two times a day. Three of those plants also pledge to provide food for residents. City staff will deliver it. Anyone who stays at the site must first be referred by the clinic. According to Hansen, the only major task left is to hire someone to clean the building.
I have somebody working on it. They're trying to work with their insurance right now, but it sounds pretty promising.
I was thinking that would be a tall order.
It is a tall order.
Yeah.
The facility is ready to start hosting patients. But so far, no one on the island has tested positive or needed to quarantine at the facility yet. In Unalaska, I'm Caroline Lester.